Okay, today we're learning. I'm going to shut there's nobody coming today. I'm going to just shut this off. Because our one guy that comes is here, Baruch Hashem. Okay, so Rav Huna, we're on Daf, Pei Beis Omen Alf. Rav Huna B'Shem Rav Yirmiyah. So he says like this. Rav Meir Sarif Tluya B'Shar Yimais HaShana. You see? See, it's not Erev Pesach here. He is matter to burn Safek Toma any time of the year, even if it's not a mitzvah. Because he holds, once it's Tluya, you can't eat it. And if you can't eat it, what are you going to do? You can't burn it either, because you don't know whether, you know, because, in other words, if you're really chayshish that maybe it's tar, you wouldn't be able to burn it either. So therefore, he holds there's no inyan of Nishmas Truma Sai in such Truma, and you can burn it year round. Vilhatani Truma Tluya Utameya. If you have the both types of truma, so sarfen oisar of shavasim kashecha. So this is a repeat of that brisa that we had yesterday. That if you have chametz, you have to wait until you have erev Pesach shalias b'shavas, and you have truma, which is tluy, you have to wait until close to Shabbos. Divrei Meir, chachamim b'zman, you do it the next day on Shabbos, like everything else, and you do mafarav azar l'ruach v'yisorof b'shachris. So why, according to our mayor, if you hold our mayor's matzah straight for the whole year round, let him burn it in the morning. What do you have to wait till just before Shabbos? The Gemara says, Tifto b'shinas atzav loisarf. Oh, we're talking about a case where he was lazy, and he didn't burn the chametz earlier that day. But if he wanted to burn it in a chanami, he could have done it in the morning. So 12, it says, he does not mean you must burn the chametz toward nightfall. He means if you got lazy, you forgot. Okay. Next, Teda Lachashu Kain, prove it to you, this Ninan, it says in the Braisa, Tameya, it says burning of Truma, which was Tameya also over there. It says, see what it says? It says Truma Tluya, Utameya. So, I mean, Tameya, we know Tameya for sure you can burn in the morning. Everybody would agree to that. Velo Tanina Shachras, Velo Rishinasatsa Velo Saraf. So, isn't it clear? It must be talking about a case where he's lazy. Because if it's Tameya, you for sure could have burned it in the morning. Amar Baba Mori Ochoi the Rabbi Yaisi. So Rabbi Mori, who's the brother of Yaisi, said the following: Tifta b'shanel lo tuma b'isa shah. This we mentioned also as a possibility that it now only became not that he was in Sa'atzel. The other alternative explanation is what that it became Tomei somach l'chashe. That's why it happened. That's why he said that. And v'les shamim min aklom. And you don't see anything from here. In other words, you don't know what Rameer would hold. It's just, you know, maybe if it will be early in the day, you could also be burn it in the morning, right? You don't have any
reason. In other words, there's no reason to wait. Whenever it happened, it happened.
Exactly. Okay. Now, what are we talking about? Let's see. We said that Rabbi Yeshua said in the second case of the Mishnah that if you have wine that's spilled and it's going to get ruined, you can capture it in tummy vessels. That's what it says over here. Let's see. We have a similar case in Bechoros. Okay, normally there's an Isser to be Matel Momin of Bechor, right? You have to give it to the Kohen if it's not a Balmum. And even if it is a Balmum, you have to give it to the Kohen, I think. The issue is whether you're going to be able to be marked in the Mizbeach. Now, what if you have a Bechor that's got an ailment that requires you to let blood? And when you let the blood, you're going to make it into a Baal Mum. Are you allowed to be marked in the Mum in the Bechor? So it says, let's see, I don't know if they don't quote the whole thing here. So you have to see over here. It's an 18 here. So the Mishnah Bechoros discusses, does this prohibition apply to the case of a Bechor that was seized by a congestion of blood, which is presumed to need bloodletting in order for it to survive? Okay, I don't know what kind of thing that would be, but whatever. According to some Tanoim, it's forbidden to inflict a blemish in order to let blood, even though the Bechor stands to die. Causing me. Yeah, so you would be able to do it if it would not make it into a Baal Mum. This, right? If I would put a leech on the back of an animal and it would suck out its blood, it wouldn't be a bal mum by sadoim. Here it's, let's say, in order the blood, let's say, let's learn that there's a swelling of blood near its ear and requires a drainage. And in order for me to drain it, I'm going to have to put an incision by the ear, and making that incision makes it into a bal mum. Okay? So that'll be the case. So Reb Shimon, however, rules the prohibition against inflicting a blemish does not apply in this case, and you may let blood from the bochor. Okay, so you have a machlokes tanoim. So Reb Shimon will let.
So that's
the Gemara is going to say now. Amar Reb Yechonon, Reb Yeshua, Reb Shimon, Shneim, Amar Dover Echon. So it sounds like they're very similar. Reb Yeshua says if the tumor is going to get lost, you can give him a time of yadayim, and Reb Shimon says that if the bechor is going to die, you can let the blood and make it into a balmum biyadayim. No problem, right? That's the Gemara tries to be toilet. So now the Gemara is now going to have different mahalchem of whether really you could toilet them one or the other. Amar Rabbi Ila, Rabbi Shimon de Bukharas, Rabbi Yeshua de Trumas, lo hadein moide ledein, v'lo hadein moide ledein. This one's not moide to this one, and this one's not moide to this one.
The mechanics are totally different.
So now, it doesn't say anything in the text, the Yerushalmi, of course. That would be too much to ask. I have to go to the footnote in order to understand what the difference is. And he gives Sfaris. In number 19, he gives Sfaris.
Cutting it open to save...
You want to give it a shot?
Cutting it open to save the behemoth is not called a mum. It's not that we're allowing you to make a mum. It's not a mum.
Why is it not a mum?
Why is it not a mum? Because a mum is a pagan. And this is not a pagan. You're saving a life.
You could say a little better. What he said, he says a little better, close.
Yeah.
He says it because the fact that it's going to die makes it already a bal mum. Oh. It's a dying animal, so therefore that's not an animal. That's like I'm putting a second mum in already a bal mum. So that's not... He says
ribui hadam itself is the mum.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Before you touch it, it's a mum.
It's already... It's dying.
Does that mean that making a second mum is not a problem,
right?
Apparently not. I mean, I was surprised by that also.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like if it's tame, it's tame. You know, you can't make it more tame.
Right.
Well, you could.
No, I'm saying if something is shiny to a risha,
you know
what I mean?
No, he means like this. He means like, let's suppose you're a nazir. A nazir not allowed to be matame himself. And if he becomes tame, still not allowed to become tame.
Right.
If you give him, if he's in a base on cross and you say, you're not allowed to be matame, right, and he stays there, as many times as you give him a hasra, he's going to get malchus. So there is a concept where...
But that's special for Nazi, that's, right?
If someone becomes tamei with a shayah... In other words, Kohen Bezman Hazeh, we don't say you're allowed to go to Beis HaKfaris because everybody's tamei mates, right?
Something is a shayah, you can't make it into a shayah. You know, if something is a shlishi, you can't make it into a shayah.
So you're saying to elevate...
Something is what?
Something is a shlishi.
Yeah.
Right? You can't...
You can elevate the tumah, of course.
I know, but would that, why do you say, well, it's tummy ready? It's a
no, elevating, I mean, that's the whole mission we just talked about with Kenyas Kanai Kohanim.
So you see that different.
Only time they were martyrs when they were being seraphit. Don't mistake that. You know, we don't allow it unless you were being seraphit in that mission, right? Okay, so that's one side. We only said one side yet. We have the other side. What? And maybe the case of Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yeshua, where he is allowing you to catch the wine in the Tomei Kalim, maybe that's where there's a hefsid, because it's going to go down into your vat and it's going to tell me you're going to ruin all the chulin in the lower vat. Maybe it's to save the chulin. That's where he's matrit, but by the bechor, you're not saving anything else, right? That's what he wants to tie up. I think that's what it says here on the bottom.
Yeah.
Let's see. He has another pshat over here. Where is it? 20. Oh, here it is. It's 20. Footnote 20 in 82-83. Here it is. It is possible that Rav Shimon permits inflicting a blemish upon an ailing Bechor only because he maintains that the fatal ailment is itself considered a blemish. And since the animal is already deemed blemish, Rav Shimon maintains there's nothing wrong with inflicting an additional blemish on it. In the case of Svel Truma, however, although the wine stands to become contaminated, but it's currently tar, so maybe Rav Shimon would forbid it in that case. We didn't speak out that side, right? We never said why Rav Shimon would not be masking with Rabbi Yeshua. So the reason for that is because right now it's tahar. Eventually it'll become tamei, but in its current state it's tahar. So maybe in that case, so it's more of a kula to allow that you to be matamei be a daim than by the bahar, because by the bahar it's already a baal mum, because in its current state being having that blemish of the extra blood. That is already a bummum. As at Mashenkin, the wine is still in its current state tar as it's flowing down. Maybe there he wouldn't be masking that you can catch it. That's that side. So that Reb Shimon doesn't hold from Rabbi Yeshua. Conversely, Rabbi Yeshua is not going to hold like Reb Shimon. How come? Maybe that's because you're saving the chul in the lower one. He does not necessarily inflicting a blemish on a bechor in order to save the animal's life, as this will not prevent a monetary loss. Now, it says over here, saving the life of the Bechor does spare its owner a loss because it prevents it from becoming Nevela. Because if it's going to die from the extra blood and just die naturally, it'll become a Nevela and he'll lose it completely. But now that it becomes a Balmum, he'll be able to slaughter it and eat it. While an unblemished Bechor must be brought as an offering, a blemished Bechor may be slaughtered for ordinary consumption. I said before that you don't have to give it to a kohen. You don't have to give it to a kohen, I guess. I'm not up on these halachas. Letting blood in a manner that results in a blemish renders the bechor fit for slaughter. So why are we saying what's this chiluk then? Because it's going to cause him a loss also. So it says over here, Mar Folda explains that although Reb Shimon permits inflicting a blemish on the bechor to save its life, he forbids slaughtering the bechor on the basis of this intentionally inflicted blemish. Okay, so in other words, what he's saying is like this. There's a rule, this is a general rule by Bechor, that you're not allowed to inflict a blemish on purpose. That we know. But let's suppose you went ahead and you did it. Can I now go ahead and check it? The answer is absolutely not. It's a knas. We don't let you go ahead and slaughter it. So therefore, Reb Shimon's also, even though he's going to be mata you to put this blemish intentionally to save the animal's life, that blemish is not going to allow you to shecht it. Therefore, you have to wait for another blemish to happen naturally on the animal before you'll be able to slaughter it. That may or may not happen. It's possible that it won't become a balas mum again. So therefore, this svara that we're trying to say here, oh, we're being matarit to save, you're losing money here too, that svara that we just said, that's not necessarily the case. That's what he wants to tie over here. You hear? There's no immediate prevention of monetary loss.
Right, so he doesn't hold that the original state is already a mum? Because if it's already a mum,
not that you could shecht.
Oh, so
it's that, only it's no, yeah, a moment. There's a list of what mum are. Having extra blood is not a mum. He was just using that as how to categorize it. You look at it like it's a balas mum, right. Since it's going to die. Halachically, it's not a mum. Right. Not every time an animal is going to die from something is it considered a balas mum. No, absolutely not. Yeah. But it's enough to be matter that if we don't do it, it's going to die. So we may as well do it to save its life. Yeah. So that's the Gemara is basically that's the first position. Lo dein, moide lo dein. Neither one agrees with the other. Okay, now we're gonna have another opinion, third opinion. Amar Reb Zeira, Mistava Reb Shimon moide lo Reb Yeshua. He says no. Reb Shimon will agree with Reb Yeshua, but Reb Yeshua loy moide lo Reb Shimon. Okay, so now we have to figure out. What's he saying over here? So he says, look in 21. He accepts part of the reasoning, but also rejects it. He accepts the notion, Rabbi Yeshua. Again, he's the one that says you can be matam and be a dayim, the truma. That Rabbi Yeshua, will not necessarily agree with Rabbi Shimon allowing you to let blood of an ailing Bukhar, because there's no direct prevention of monetary loss. That's what we said already, right? We said that he doesn't offer him because it's not a saving money. However, he rejects the notion that Rabbi Shimon ruled leniently in the case of Bukhar because he considered the ailing Bukhar already blemished. He doesn't like that svar. In other words, that's a leap.
It has to be a halachic
blemish, exactly. Rather, he maintains Rabbi Shimon allows inflicting a blemish because since the Bukhar stands to die, the requirement to safeguard it no longer applies. In other words, the loisah say not to inflict a blemish on a Bukhar only will apply if it's a viable animal. But if it's not a viable animal, then the isser doesn't apply.
Right, so what I'm saying, so at the end of the day, it doesn't accomplish anything. Only on the tzad that they'll become another mum, and then he can
eat
it. So we're matir to do the mum, even though it's not baal mum yet, on the side that maybe another mum will occur. That's a very far stretch.
But what he's doing, he's making a kavachimer. He makes a kavachimer. Again, he's saying that Rabbi Shimon will hold like Rabbi Yeshua. Why? Because if Rabbi Shimon's going to have a kula that you can take an ailing Bukhar, even though you're not preventing a monetary loss, we're assuming Bukhar is not preventing monetary loss. That we're going to give that as a given, okay? So if you're matter anyway, so Kol Shekein you'll be matur in the case of Rabbi Yeshua with the Truma's Vadai going down into the vat. So he's looking at it from the monetary perspective. So that's what he's saying. So Rabbi Yeshua is not going to buy into the Svara of being matur by Bukhar because he's only matur when it's Hefsin Merubah, when you're having the wine go into the vat. But when it's not Hefsin Merubah, he doesn't allow it. Mashenken Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Shimon, Madach, in a case where you're not going to save money, I'm allowing it because of whatever svar we're giving now. Kol Shekein in a case where it's finally going to be a loss. That's going to be this Reb Zeira's approach. Okay, now we're on Pebez on the base. Rabun Barchia Ba Kumi Reb Zeira. So here's the question. So we had, let me just see. So we had names over here. So that last name, this last name was Reb Zeira. Okay? So now we're asking a question in front of Reb Zeira. Al daitoch, according to your opinion, the Tamar Reb Shimon Yoigel Reb Yeshua, you say that he's going to agree with Reb Yeshua. Hasninan, let's take a look at the Mishnah in Psachim that we just reviewed at the beginning of this year. Moedin Reb Eliezer Reb Yeshua. We said that they both agree, Shesafen Zuliatzma, the Zulaatzma, that when it comes to it, something which is Vare Tohar and Vare Tomei, we said that there's no machlokas. Everybody holds, you have to put it in separate garbage pails, right? And burn them independently. Rabbi Yochanan said that although the Mishnah is saying this was Rabbi Yossi, but it's actually Rabbi Shimon that he's quoting. Remember? That's the way we explained the Mishnah. That this is actually Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi is quoting Rabbi Shimon Shita in Rabbi Yeshua. Okay? So it comes out that, so only he's we're dealing with the same Tana. You notice it's Reb Shimon, right? Reb Shimon was the Tana by the Bukhar, and Reb Shimon is this Tana over here by Rabbi Yeshua. And he's quoting Rabbi Yeshua. So he obviously holds from Rabbi Yeshua, right? So we see Reb Shimon maintains we may not burn the Torah Chometz of Truma together with the Tomei. V'yisrof shneim ka'achas. According to your understanding that you could save the Bukhar and Kol Shekein, you could do the right? Kol Shekein, he's masking to Reb Shimon. So why do they hold if it's separate, Tatar and Tomei? Why shouldn't you be allowed to do it together? That's the question. According to your understanding of Reb Shimon, one should in fact be allowed to burn both of these types of chametz together because on the eve of Pesach, Torah Chometz stands to be burned. So just like by the Bukhar, it stands to be burnt, it stands to die unless you save it. So he should allow that as well. Yeah.
One's worse off than the other.
You think, you know, which is worse? The case of making something tahar and tamei burnt together is worse than the bechor? The Gemara seems to be comparing those two cases. I'm not sure I get that so much. I'm just not sure I see. The Gemara seems to feel that Tahar Tomei, Erev Pesach, is the same as Bechor. Do you see that?
He says because it's going to Le'ibud anyway.
Because it's going to go Le'ibud.
That's the comparison. So the
right. The Bechor is Bechor is the Tahar. That's the comparison. The Bechor is.
On the spreadsheet of how you categorize things, are they both under, you know, like Kedusha? You're moving down in Kedusha, is that the issue? Bechor is Kedusha, Tahar, you know, Truma
is Kedusha. The issue is, how do I view the Isser of inflicting Toma on Tahar or Mum on a Bechor?
Is that the same thing?
The Gemara is saying it is the same thing.
In status.
The Habam, you know.
Yeah, at this point, the Gemara is asking that question.
Both cases, we're bringing it down a notch.
They're both goners.
The answer is going to be no, I guess. So, Amar Alei, Taman, what do you mean? That's not a cash question. In the case of Chomet Shuma on Erev Pesach, it's going to be Tahoira hi Devar Torah. It's tahar min ha-tayra, chametz to be burned at the beginning of the sixth hour of the day. What he gets into now is there's a difference in the hours of the day, right? Erev Pesach, you have up until 6 hours min ha-tayra to keep your chametz. After that, you have to burn it. So that means you're being over from, let's make it 6 to 12, 12 to 6, right? So from 12 o'clock on, you're going to be over. So therefore, you have to burn it 2 minutes before 12. That's Minhag Torah. But Min Rabbanan, we say, no. The beginning of the 6 hours. So at 11:01, 11:02, that's when you're supposed to burn it, Min Rabbanan. So at that point in the day, at 11:02, we have Chomet, we have Truma, which is Tahar. It's Minhag Torah, it's Tahar. And therefore,
something to it that you don't really have to do for another 59 minutes.
He says, chametz is burned at the beginning of the sixth hour of the day, min rabbanan. But biblical chametz prohibition takes effect at the end of the sixth hour. Six.
Okay.
Yeah, the sages were concerned you might miscalculate the time, and therefore they forbade chametz from the beginning of the sixth hour. And it should be burnt, right? Now, truma ba'ainohi, during the 6 hour, the truma is still perfectly intact. There's nothing that would make you say, this is going le'ibud. Eventually, it'll go le'ibud, of course. An hour from now, or 45 minutes from now. But right now, at the shas reifa, it's perfectly intact. It's truma tahira. Nothing wrong with it, not tired. Atu shagazatu l'sorfa. You made a decree because people get mixed up about the hour to be sorfa. The owner is obligated to abide by your decree, but the truma itself is inherently fine. Rav Shimon therefore prohibits contaminating the Torah chametz of truma at that time when it is to be burned. In other words, what he's saying is he's not going to allow truma tahira to be burnt with Temeya B'Shas Reifa, because at that moment in time, it is perfectly good Truma.
Doraisa,
correct. By contrast, an ailing Bechor and spilled wine of Truma are already in a state of loss, so therefore you're allowed to inflict a blemish on the Bechor and contaminating the Truma wine. All right,
Would this be a raya for Kol HaOmed? Kol HaOmed Lisarav Kesarav Tameh. And here, even though it's going to be Nisarav, we're saying, no, but it's good now.
Yeah,
so because it's not Kol HaOmed Lisarav Kesarav Tameh.
Well, you know, it's the issue is not whether it's Kesarav. The issue is,
because you're saying that it's good.
The issue is, can I be matami at the time of this reifa?
It's not omid yet.
It's perfectly viable now, and I can't be matami if you're dying. That's what he's basically saying. We don't just give carte blanche because it's under the sarf. Therefore, it's like there's no problem being matami it.
That if the chum came made gzera, so the deraisa kind of takes the side.
The Arisa still plays a role in our thinking. We're burning it now. And you're right. We're going to burn the Truma. Realize this. We are going to burn this Truma Tahara. Right? We're burning it. It's viable Truma, but we're burning it anyway. Be a Dayan. Why are we allowed to burn it? Because it's Chametz. But while we're burning it, we're not going to be Matami Be a Dayan. That he's agreeing to, because since it's I mean, I hear your question. You're still asking Lemaisa if you hold it's calling the list of Kesarf.
Right, this would be a great proof.
Why don't
that Kol HaOmed doesn't?
But Reb Shimon usually is the one that does hold from the Kol HaOmed, right? Okay, we're not viewing it that way. The kids are, yeah, I don't know.
Right.
A good question. So he says, Mikom Mokoim Lonifsula Behesach Hadas. Right? Although the Chumash prohibition is only rabbinic, isn't it not biblically invalidated through Hesach Hadas? In other words, I'm planning on burning it. I'm not planning on eating this Truma. It's Truma Tahira. And now I'm going to Mesiach Das and washing it because I know it's going to be burnt. Whether you hold Kol HaOmed L'Sarif Kesarav Tameh or not, I'm definitely not thinking about this anymore, right? Once the 6 hour arrives and the Chametz of Truma becomes rabbinically forbidden, the owner too no longer safeguards it. Well, okay, no more Rabbi Yochanan on it.
In this case, maybe Bittul would be enough.
But he's saying, L'chein no more Rabbi Yochanan Hesach Hadas to Atara. The concept of Hesach Hadas is a Din D'Oraisa. So now Min HaTara, it should be considered like its Tameh. So Chavesh Shniya Kerab Meir Torah, just like in the second Mishnah, that according to the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, as cited by Rabbi Meir, you're allowed to contaminate the spilled wine under biblical law. Achiz Estam Kerab Shimon Torah, and it's permissible to blemish a Bechor according to Rabbi Shimon under biblical law, right? Because he allows you to contaminate the spilled wine, he allows you to put a blemish. So too, Reb Shimon should permit burning the Torah Chametz of Truma together with the Tameh in the 6th hour, even though the Torah has already, because even the Torah has been rendered unfit min haTorah because of Hesach Hadas. Yet Reb Shimon forbids you burning the Torah together with the Tameh during the 6th hour. That's the question.
Did you say that again?
So I'll say it one more time. What we're basically saying is that the Hesach Hadas is a psul min haTorah. Once the 6th hour arrives, and I know I'm going to be burning this Truma Tahira, so I may see Hadas from this Truma. If I'm going to see Hadas, it becomes Tamei min haTorah. Just like I allow you to inflict a woman of a horror, even though that's an Issa D'Oraisa, because it has this problem, and I allow you to be with Tamei, the wine that's coming down the ramp, to save it. So we allow the person to burn it Erev Pesach. Why isn't he allowed to burn it?
So you're saying you could mix it. You could mix it and burn it.
You should be able to mix it.
It's already
Hesach Hadas posel.
Right.
That's his question. So Malay Shahum Shamra Shalotiga B'taras Acheres. Let's see. He still guards it from coming in contact with other Tahar foods. The Tahar Chametz of Truma is thus entirely permissible.
Is he guarding the other stuff? He's guarding the other stuff by watching this, so
he's
saying he doesn't really have
Hesach Hadas. Let's see what it says here. 18. Although the owner does not intend to guard the Chametz of Truma from contamination, he does intend to guard it from becoming mingled with foods that are fit for Pesach. I have my Pesach Dika matzah. So I got to be careful that this truma does not touch my Pesach Dika matzah. And then matami that. So I'm still being I'm guarding it, so it shouldn't be matami that. Right? So thus, he always remains somewhat attentive to the truma. This is considered safeguarded, and therefore, it's no longer goes into the category of Hesach Hadas. Hesach Hadas means I've completely stopped watching it. This I'm watching for the purpose for some other purposes. Okay.
It's funny that we're using the concept of Hesach Hadas and we're talking about it. You know what I'm saying? We're concentrating on it, and the Gemara uses it's Hesach Hadas. He's not concerned about it. This is what we're discussing for the past 4 days.
We've had no Hesach Hadas in this at all.
Yerushalmi seems to stretch cases like to the limit. They're willing to do that, as opposed to Bali would never.
Is it the limit? What limit are you referring to?
They're saying, oh, you're watching it, so it shouldn't make something else tamei, and therefore we're going to say that it's still a little bit like you're watching it. It seems like a real stretch.
You think that's a stretch? Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Let's see, next thing.
This is almost past this question, but why wouldn't it be enough just to have Dicko and not Farnik? Why wouldn't it be enough just to have Bittel for this?
We don't allow Bittel. We never allow Bittel. Or Chametz? Bittel is only a way you're not able to buy your Rabbi Yimatze, but you have a Chiv to be served because Shema Yabba Lo Eichlai, that's the rule.
Find chametz
on Yantif. It's Shema Yavo La'ochlo. I'm just telling you the process here is we don't allow you to just rely on Bittel. Now, there's two reasons. Maybe Shema Yitzchak Yofa, and he'll have, he'll see, is good, and he'll have Harata or whatever, and it'll end up being over by Rabbi Yimotze. Or because of Shema Yavo La'ochlo. Yeah, you can't, you have to burn it.
But if you find chametz on Pesach,
yeah.
What do?
You have to burn it.
Yontif,
you call for all the flea.
Right.
So why couldn't you do that? It's truma, I can't burn it.
Talking about you're trying to handle chametz the way you're supposed to, lechachila, which is to burn it. Yeah, okay. Envy or chametz al shreifa, remember that rule? Okay, so now we have one further objection. Let's try to get through the last piece here. Hasiv Rabbi Yitzchak Brein, Rabbi Yechia Baruba. Hagatzmacha, think about it. He nesun al gavicholim. The Torah Chametz is already placed on the burning coals. Will you still forbid the owner to add Tomei there at that time? Right? I have placed it. Right? He's taking it to the extreme, like you say. I put it in the garbage pail. The Truma Torah is now currently in the process of being burnt. You could still see it. Like, you know, you see the Hatifa there. Are you going to now, right now, you're not going to let me throw in some Tomei Truma in there? Right now, you're not watching this truma from anything at this point. It ain't touching anything. It ain't going anywhere except up in smoke. Now you're not going to let me throw in some truma tomato. A Malay, look at Shayit Nana. After you put it on, then you're allowed to. That's not what they were talking about. They were talking about taking
it
to,
before you
putting it together in one bag and then throwing it in. That's what they didn't allow. But if you put the tar first and
turn this into ashes and then you.
Well, you don't have to wait. I don't think you have to wait until it turns into ashes, right? Right.
But he's saying Hesach Hadas.
It's certainly complete Hesach Hadas at that point. That seems reasonable.
That's not going to be mixed up.
Let's see what it says over here.
That's not going to mix up. Right.
I want to get through to the two dots over here. So Rabun. Is this a new thing? Yeah, I think this is a new thing. You know what? I think I'm going to stop, even though there are two dots here, but it looks like this continues with a new question. So we'll stop here. And you, and whoever does 83A, that'll be, I think, my son-in-law. Come on. Okay?
He's going to drink less than